The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of MD Radio, episode 192. It's Monday, February the 25th, and there will be no more Monday radio shows in the month of February. However, we are joined by the Maryland Muscle Machine by way of Maryland. Let's bring him on, a little under the weather, Kevin Lavroni. Kevin, welcome to MD Radio. All right, well, when they figure out a way to get his mic opened up or he can call back in, we'll bring Kevin on board. We are on the countdown to the 25th annual Arnold Classic Weekend right there in Columbus, Ohio. We'll be hitting the streets here. Team MD starts out. As a matter of fact, some guys will be heading in tomorrow. I'll hit the ground running on Wednesday. And the contest coverage, the weekend's coverage, will start promptly on Thursday, beginning with the amateur Arnold Classic prejudging along with the pro athletes check-in for the Arnold Classic Championships. Kevin Lavroni, a former two-time Arnold Classic champion, will be trying to make his way into this conversation. He was on hold there a second ago. I don't know what the heck happened. But I know he's feeling a little bit under the weather, questionable whether or not he's going to make it out there. We do have the 25th reunion of all the past champions scheduled for the night of the finals, and that's going to be something to behold. Because there's a, you know, anybody and everybody that's won that contest will be there. Kevin is going to be the unknown entity because I know what it's like. I just got over the flu, and I was knocked out. If Kevin's anything like me, it may take a couple of days to shake it, but the last thing you want to do is wind up in front of 200-some-odd thousand people sick. So we're going to keep our hands together and keep Kevin in prayer, make sure he gets well. Let's see if we can get him one more time. Mr. Lavroni, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. Thank you.
Kevin, we're sending prayers your way. We know you're not feeling good right now, and it sucks getting sick. I know I was down and out for about a week. My daughter got sick first with the flu, and laying next to her in bed while she's shivering, I could only just pray for a speedy recovery from her. And then by the time she hit the ground and started tearing the house up, I was sick. Yeah, what's happening with you, man? You just got
the flu. That's what happened. I mean, I've been doing some traveling, and I got back, and my son, Gabriel, you know, he was not feeling well, and of course, you know, the doctor says, well, you know, kids can, they're a little tougher than us, Sean. When it hits us, I mean, we're down. So I've been actually bedridden since Thursday, man. I got it Thursday night. I mean, I woke up Friday morning, my eyeballs were hurting, my body was aching so bad I couldn't even, just the sheer fact of putting clothes on my skin, I was just, it was just, You know how it is. I don't really have to explain to the people out there about the flu. They know what it is. You just get the shivers and the muscle aches. So, you know, and there's no cure for it. You know, if you could catch it early and, you know, maybe you might stand a chance. But this is a virus. It's a virus that's contagious. And, you know, nothing you can do except drink a lot of fluid. For the people out there who are suffering or you want to know how to take care of it, you drink a lot of fluid, get a lot of rest, and, you know, and just step back and take it easy. For some of us professionals, it's hard to do because we have such a schedule that just drives us, and we forget sometimes, Sean, to take care of ourselves. You know, and I just feel like right now, I talked to Mr. Lormer and his son Bob and you know, the Arnold office down there, and I put a call in. And you know, today is Monday. It's Monday night. You know, I'm having a hot and cold flash. My temperature's up, but I'm going to give it 48 hours before I actually make a final decision. And you know, if it's God's willing, and I hope to God that I will be well enough to come down and meet and greet the fans. And one thing that, you know, they said to me is that's the last thing you want to do is you know, infect anyone else and put anyone else in harm's way. As much as I want to be there, but I just have to make a decision, you know, what's the best thing to do for me and other people as well.
Well, what's a contest without a little controversy surrounding the life and times of the Maryland Muscle Machine? Once again, on the fence, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully you'll make it out there. I know you don't want to stand on stage next to me, but we're going to try to get you out there.
Well, chicken. You know, Sean, that's why I called you earlier, or I texted you earlier, and I said, well, what are the events, how is it going to roll out?
Okay.
And the response to me was, they're going to honor all of the previous champions. And,
right,
you know, it's similar to what we did the 25th anniversary. Mr. Mormon, he always And I mean, these guys go head over heels to really support us bodybuilders, former champions and champions, everybody there, you know, and they really bend over backwards for us. And it's one of those things where I don't want to miss it. And anybody out there who has a ticket, you definitely want to come to that event and see that show, because it's a class act. You know, it is our Mr. Olympia, because we've never won the Mr. Olympia. And I ask you, you know, what are the events? How's it rolling up? Because if I'm not there, you know, whatever there is, I'd like for you to accept it in my honor if there is something that, you know, we don't know about being handed out to us.
Well, my brother from another mother, you know, I got your back. I'll fill in. This will be my 25th year. Never missed it. Come hell or high water, I made sure I got there. Never went there while I was sick. So that's a whole other animal you're battling. Hopefully you'll get well. But we do know that MuscularDevelopment.com, our online website, will bring you gavel-to-gavel coverage. We're doing it already right now. Our online sponsor, BPI, has been bringing all kinds of content to our website right there in the No Bull forums and on our homepage. You can check out Johnny Jackson and Training Back with Branch Warren only 2 weeks away from the show. We know Branch Warren, the two-time champion and defending champion, is not going to be competing in the show, but he will be on stage with the Reunion of Champions. Check out Johnny Jackson trying to get in the mix. He's training with Branch. Also, Cedric McMillan, your former national champion, he's actually stepping into the deep end, Kevin. We know that he won the New York Pro Championships there and edged out Johnny Jackson not 7 months ago. Cedric is now taking on the big dog in the form of Dexter Jackson, Tony Freeman, and Ed Nunn. His medal will be tested there. You can check him out training back and chest only 2 weeks out from the competition online in live video coverage. And also we've got the list of the amateurs on there. We've got Fred Biggie Smalls training chest. We've got the entire sequence of events that's going down. Marcus Haley in the house, Dexter Jackson, only 10 days away from the show. So our online website is ramping things up. You can take a fresh look at Hidetada's broken wrist right there. He says he's going to do the show regardless of how his wrist is holding him back. That's the one dedicated warrior right there. But, again, we hit the ground on Thursday. We'll start off with the prejudging of the amateur competition. That's going to go concurrently with the pro athletes checking in. There'll be some interviews being done, paparazzi photographs taking place. We've already got the thread started there in the No Bull section under Arnold News and Information. And by the way, Kevin, I just picked up the first batch of the Arnold Classic 25 DVD, the movie. So we got that. We've got shipments going out there to Columbus, Ohio. So they're going to be available for purchase at the Expo and also right there in Vet Memorial. So if you go to the amateur show or the finals or the prejudging of the pros, you can get them right there at the Vet Memorial as well as at the Arnold Souvenir Booth, which covers the entire 25 years, every champion that ever competed in that show. We've also got an exclusive interview with yourself, Kevin Levrone, and Jim, and, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger himself, documenting, talking about how this thing went from a handshake deal way back when into this monstrosity that it's grown to. So we cover it along with Trick Entertainment and director Patrick Rivera, the same way we did the evolution of bodybuilding, so you get a very good comprehensive look at the 25-year history of the Arnold Classic. And this year, one not to be missed, Rich Gaspari, the Lifetime Achievement Award winner. Kevin, you won the show two times, and that was a very small milestone by comparison to the other 20-something pro shows and the four first runner-ups you got in the Mr. Olympia. You beat every man that you ever stood on stage next to, with the exception of Dorian Yates. Arguably should have had a Mr. Olympia title or two standing next to Ronnie Coleman, who it's well documented. You took turns kicking his butt when he first got started, but towards the end of his career and the end of yours, you just couldn't get over that hump and take him out towards the tail end. My question to you then is, how important, looking back on your career, how significant were those two Arnold Classic victories that you got?
It was very important for me, because the first show, I think I mentioned it in Muscular Development Magazine, what did it mean so much to me, was because that was the first competition that I had won after my pec injury, Sean. You know, after having a serious operation, tearing my pec through allus major minor, Mr. Lohmer and Arnold Schwarzenegger invited me to compete at that Arnold Classic, and I really, you know, went all out to prove to myself and that it could be done, that you could come back from a pec injury. And it really had a lot of significance for me because, you know, not only was I back, but I had won one of the, you know, top shows in the world, which is the Arnold Classic. And then I had the chance of meeting, you know, him, you know, the great Arnold Schwarzenegger himself. And it was just honestly really a dream come true for me. For those of the guys out there who just dream of meeting Arnold and I want to be close to him, I mean, I was one of those guys. You know, we all were one of those guys. He set the groundwork for us. You know, he went to Hollywood and he never forgot about us. You know, they created the Arnold Classic. And another thing is the trophies that they hand out, you know, and the prize money that they give away. You know, I still have my, I think that thing is worth $50,000. You know, it's a hand-carved German crystal vase with an 18-karat plate of gold at the top, you know, and that's the most muscular award. You get that. They don't have to do that, but, you know, they do it because they care about us bodybuilders. And then, you know, Arnold's there. And, you know, you get to give the seminar with him, the following day. And it was just a dream come true to me. It's one of those, you know, I think Flex Wheeler said, you know, it was actually his Mr. Olympia, but I'd have to say that was my Mr. Olympia as well. And I think we all feel the same, Sean. You know, they lay out the red carpet for us. And, you can see how the show has certainly evolved. I mean, Muscular Development, Steve Blackman, the whole crew. And you mentioned something about the online covers that you guys cover. I mean, Dana's in the house. It just evolved to so much more than just a bodybuilding event. But it all created from bodybuilding. You know, it created from the Pump and Iron days. And it's just beautiful to sit back and see how our sport has evolved. And it's been, you know, the root of hardcore bodybuilding, the basics of working out.
Yeah, it seems that as we compiled these interviews for the Arnold Classic, everyone to a man has said that basically this was their Mr. Olympia, not just in victory, but in quality of treatment and the respect and the professionalism that was given to them all the way down to the little Nike warm-up suits and the arrangements from transportation to the handling of the athletes backstage and the care with, you know, Jim and Arnold have with the personalization of their involvement with the show, that this is how professional bodybuilding across the world and across the board should be run and how the athletes should be treated. To a man and a woman, they said the treatment is well worth the experience of being involved, not to mention that trophy represents to them the crowning achievement of dreams come true. You're a guy that's walked off with over $200,000 from Columbus, Ohio, in first place prize money, not to mention the umpteen years that you were involved in marketing yourself and signing autographs and those types of things. It's created for a lot of athletes the opportunity. I know for me, my strongest recollection of involvement with the Arnold was it allowed me to buy my first home, and launched my professional career to another level. I got third in the Mr. Olympia in 1990. And I got a check for $18,000. That, at that time, was my crowning achievement, top three in the world. A year later, I won $70,000 for winning the Arnold Classic, and I was able to move out of my apartment into a home. So for me, I have a very strong attachment to what Arnold and Jim built, and that story just seems to resonate with everyone that's won that contest. How profoundly did it change your career?
Well, I mean, you know, again, you know, I built my first gym in 1994 after I won the Arnold Classic. I mean, you know, I had the money to walk into the bank and put up and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm putting up, but I'm going to borrow, you know, $1.2 million because my vision was to be a businessman. And, you know, this sport, bodybuilding, and I don't know, I mean, it creates a lot of opportunity. If you respect it and you treat it, you get into it, you get out of it what you put into it, you know. And, you know, it's one of the hardest sports in the world, if not the hardest sport in the world. But, you know, when people see us, you know, they have no idea how humble most bodybuilders are. Most of the top athlete bodybuilders are very, very humble. So we're very, very grateful. I mean, I came from, you know, I was waking up 5 o'clock in the morning, Sean, doing construction work, you know. 5 in the morning, and I would work all day long, you know, eating sandwiches, and I would go to the gym and I will work out in the gym. I'll get off from work at 8 o'clock at night, you know, dirty, greasy, or whatever it was, winter, summer, you know, it's cold outside. And then I go to the gym and train. People don't know, you know, when you sacrifice and you put in that work, you know, and you be rewarded for it, and you see the perks and how you're treated at a show like the Arnold Classic, I mean, it almost brings tears to your eyes. One thing I remember once.
Hold on, Kevin. I want to come back with that strong memory that you're about to spout off. But we do have to take our first commercial break. You're listening to the Maryland Muscle Machine and Hall of Fame bodybuilder, Kevin Lavrone, right here at episode 192 on the countdown to the 25th annual Arnold Classic weekend. We'll be back right after this commercial break here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Lavrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! Come on! Yeah. I stole you! I stole you! Come on! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Lavrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LavroneFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are counting it down to the 25th anniversary of the Arnold Sports Festival, which has now gone global, including the country of Spain, and now we'll be headed in April down to Rio de Janeiro, South America. But right now, between now and the Arnold Classic, Kevin, I got Kevin Lavroni on the line. We have an Arnold Weekend MD subscription special going on right there at the Muscular Development Forums in the No Bull section. Get $10 off a one-year subscription to Muscular Development Magazine by calling 1-800-653-1151. Mention Flash Deal, hash mark, and the number one to receive your discount, or you can just get it by clicking on the link right there in the No Bull section. We got a $10 off or a year subscription for Muscular Development Magazine. That's going towards the Arnold Classic 25th anniversary. And Kevin, speaking of those competitions, you were about to tell us about one of the memories that stood out in your mind in the days of your competition.
I've competed a lot, 68 shows, so you can really tell the difference. When you get there, first of all, there's a driver holding up a sign with your name on it. Takes you to your hotel. You get in your hotel. They check you in. You get in your room, and there's some flowers, you know, with a thank you card. And that was the first time that I was ever thanked for the hard work that I had put in to go to compete at a contest, you know. And it was just certain things, little small things like that you just never forget. You stay with you for a lifetime, Sean.
Yeah, it's funny, it's the little things. You were there competing for upwards of $100,000 and the prestige of being the Arnold Classic champion. And the one thing that stood out to me was when I got there and checked in, they gave me my key. They also turned around and gave me a bag full of warm cookies. I mean, I'm on a diet getting ready to compete, and that's the only thing that was standing out in my mind was this warm cookie that I couldn't eat at the time. But it stood out as a memory. Just those little tiny touches of welcoming, job well done, thank you for participating. You're remembering the flowers. I remember the Nike bags that they were giving us and the warm-up tennis shoes. I mean, those little things go a long way in terms of appreciation. They stand out above everything else.
And let's not forget how Mr. Warmer and the whole team and everybody goes out of the way to design that pump-up room for us. It's like a whole gym that they have backstage. So the fans out there who don't know what happens backstage at these events, I mean, of course we have to pump up, but they have a full gym almost practically laid out, you know, and you go back there and it's roped off and there's press and all the athletes are just in this gym working out and training, kind of looking at each other, sizing each other up. And then, you know, you got rope man and everybody calling out the times. Okay, you guys got 10 minutes to come on stage, you know. And we're looking at each other, Sean, and we're trying to figure out who's going to pull their clothes off first, who's going to take it off. You know, it's the coolest thing, man. You know, and everybody's just sitting there, and it's like, okay, we kind of hover up, and then it's like, okay, what does he look like, you know? And at the end of the day, you know, it's, you know, we're all lined up, you know, and we're getting that pump up on. And as we're going out to stage, I remember, you know, we would, as we're getting in our lineup, you know, because these guys, it's like a cattle call, you know. We're like in the back hallway getting that last pump up in, you know.
and it's just great, you know. But we do all this for the fans and, you know, for a great show because also, and, you know, the lighting is great. The stage is great. The music, and it's just so organized so well to where those are the things you look for. You know, you want to be at, you want to look your best. And regardless how cut you are, if those lights are right and the vibe isn't right and you can't pump up to get the blood in the muscles, you're not going to be able to be at your best. So all of this ties into being able to allow these athletes to be at their best and to present themselves at their best. And it certainly shows.
Well, Kevin, we were there and watched this thing grow into the monstrosity that it's become, to the point where I remember you and I went to the bathroom and we didn't really feel a sense of urgency to leave the bathroom because of the sea of thousands of people we knew were going to be standing outside that bathroom that watched us walk in. And we were kind of like, you know, it's one of those things, it's great to be here, but man, now we got to go and face these people that are going to throw a camera in our face and want to, you know, take pictures. I mean, it's kind of a surreal experience to watch that thing grow into what it was. I can't imagine being Tom Cruise for a day or a Will Smith where they can't turn it off. As bodybuilders, we can kind of turn it off. We go to the Arnold, get our ego stroked, and come back home, and we can blend in with the general population. But I just remember those people waiting outside the bathroom, and like, as soon as we came out, you went one way and I had to go the other, but we were like being pulled in 10 different directions with every step that we took, and these people came from around the world. I mean, we get it and showed them love, but it can be overwhelming at times with the how much it's grown and how many people are clamoring just to get a piece of the action.
And then also, you know, Sean, one thing about being an athlete in that kind of condition is that we're so depleted and we're so dehydrated that we're so on the edge and we're so focused and we try to avoid anything to take our focus off. And I've traveled around the world and I've been at shows and I've been in countries to where I didn't even, it was almost like, oh, I was in Spain. Okay, wow. You didn't even have a chance to enjoy it because you were so focused on winning. You know, because we're so dehydrated and everything, sometimes we forget what's going on around us, you know, and so it's not like, you know, these Hollywood stars, these guys, you know, they're not, you know, they don't go down to 3% or 4% body fat, so they're still able to go out and enjoy themselves. We can't do that until actually after the show's over, you know, so I apologize, and I know a lot of other bodybuilders probably feel the same way that I do. We can't stop for everyone, but we try to do our best. You know, we really do, man.
And, you know, with the example that Arnold Schwarzenegger has laid down for us, it's very easy to kind of pay it forward and try to get those handshakes and those photographs as best we can. But it can be overwhelming. And, again, you're looking at 150,000, 200,000 people. And when you're somebody that's in the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame, it can be kind of cumbersome making your way through a crowd from one point to another point, especially when you're trying to keep a schedule. So, Barrett, keeping that in mind, it's a real crazy weekend, but one that we welcome and one that we support Arnold because Arnold has not missed an Arnold Classic. He's the guy, the show bears his name, and people gather in support of him. You're liable to see Ed Corney, Lee Haney, Dorian Yates, the who's who of bodybuilding are there, and, of course, Team Muscular Development brings all of that coverage to the people that can't get on the planes and trains and automobiles and travel to be there and be a part of it. I can tell you, Kevin, that the women's component has grown by leaps and bounds. The fitness division, the bikini division, the physique division, it's enormous. And, of course, now we've got Iris Kyle going for a record number 7 Miss International title on the women's bodybuilding side. What is one of the things, Kevin, separate from the bodybuilding, that stands out as one more quick memory before I go to a commercial break here, for you as part of the Arnold Classic experience that you take with you every year?
I'll never forget this one. I'll tell you a little story. I was standing backstage, and I was looking at Arnold, and I wanted to ask him so bad. I wanted to ask him how did he get started in the movie business, but I didn't. I just didn't have the balls.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, you know, how can I do this? So I went, and I had to win the show. And I won the show, and he came out, and he gave me his trophy. So So as we were walking back, I kind of tapped him on the shoulder and I said, hey, and this was in 96 when I won. And, I said, I've been wanting to ask you this, but I didn't ask you the last time I was here. I said, how, can you help me get in the movie business? He looked at me, put his hands on my shoulders, and he says, enjoy tonight. I'll have my, assistant contact me. I came home to my gym in Baltimore. 2 weeks later, I got a call from his office. He invited me out on a movie set of End of Days, flew me out, and I spent 3 days with Arnold sitting in his trailer filming that. That's something that I will never, ever forget. You know, he reached out and, he told me what to do, you know, and he introduced me to Walter Von Huni, a close friend of his acting coach. Walter and I are still friends to today. So, you know, that's something that I'll never, ever forget.
And it's funny, as you tell me that, Kevin, I remember when all of that was happening for you, and I couldn't have been more proud for you when that was going on. I knew you were such a fan and so excited to be a part of that experience that it stands out, as you say it now, like I'm hearing it for the first time. But, dude, that was 15-some-odd years ago when that whole thing went down. So it's amazing how, you know, one dream's coming true for you as a competitor, and on the other end, here you are dealing with Arnold Schwarzenegger as a business person, as a man outside of the bodybuilding arena. He's done that so many times in so many ways for so many athletes that we all owe a debt of gratitude to Arnold Schwarzenegger and what he's been able to build out there in Columbus in concert with Jim Lorimer, one that can't be overlooked because without Jim Lorimer, there is no Arnold Classic. So it's a huge weekend. We've captured all of this stuff on film on the ASC 25-year Arnold Classic documentary. That's the Arnold Sports Festival, 25 years. We'll have that available. Kevin, I know I want you to get, you know, dope up on the vitamin C and the water and get the bed rest that you need. We want to see you out there in Columbus, Ohio. Let me know first if you're not going to make it. I'll make sure that we'll make a breaking, so I'll let your fans know that you're not going to be there. And whatever things you have coming your way, I'll make sure it gets well documented and back to you in a hurry. But hopefully you'll get well and you'll be on the ground and you can shake hands once again with Arnold Schwarzenegger and stand on stage with me once more.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sean. I really appreciate it, man. Keep up the good work here at MD2, man.
Right on, man. That's the Maryland Muscle Machine, the Hall of Famer, Kevin Levrone. A little under the weather, but if anybody can get up for it, Kevin's the man. Hopefully we'll see him out there in Columbus, Ohio. He's got a couple of short days to try to weather the storm, as they say. We're going to take a commercial break here coming up here on MD Radio and come back with another voice of professional bodybuilding. It's Bob Ciccarillo. This guy knows a thing or two about the history, the ins and the outs, and he'll be sitting comfortably across from the Governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger himself, Sunday morning with a very up-close and personal Q&A with the fans, and then he'll be the moderator for the 25-year reunion of the professionals. The guys that have won it in the past will be answering some questions, and then they'll open the floor to this year's defending and reigning champions after Saturday night's competition. So that's Bob Ciccarillo coming up on the other side of the commercial break. You're listening to MD Radio 192. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, We couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Who are you? Get in! I stole you! I stole you! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, continuing with the countdown to the 25th Annual Arnold Sports Festival, I got Bob Chicarillo calling in from South Florida. Roberto, welcome back to MD Radio.
Yo, what's up, my brother?
No stranger to the Arnold Classic weekend. I know you're going to have your hands full sitting across from the governor in years past. I know you did some broadcasting with bodybuilding.com, and you've worked there at the expo and have had an up-close and personal view on how this whole thing unfolds. For the person that has never been, let's talk to the guy that's coming, bought his ticket, he's excited about the expo and the Olympia. What can he expect that sets the Arnold Classic apart from what a normal pro bodybuilding show looks like?
Well, there's many different events going on there, as you well know, Sean, as you've been a part of this for, all 25 of these years that have gone by. So there's a lot of diversity, and there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of people. It doesn't look like your average bodybuilding expo. There's a lot of regular people outside the bodybuilding industry. There's anything from cheerleading to gymnastics to karate. I mean, it's far and wide and vast, but it is packed. The one thing you can expect is complete gridlock, and I'm hoping they've made some changes with that, because it was kind of annoying last year, actually, because it was very difficult to get from A to B. If you want to go see an event or try to catch up with somebody in a booth or something on the other side, I mean, it could take you a while to get over to there, because it's just jammed.
Yeah, there's definitely, and you know what, even with the floor plan, navigating through that thing, you got to get there early and take your time and not be in a rush. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff that's being given away. I mean, you're going to see the women's prejudging, I believe it is, it takes place there at the Expo, basically for the price of an Expo ticket. You'll see the finals of the Amateur Arnold Classic right there center stage in the middle of the Expo, and you're liable to walk into anyone from a Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, UFC fighter Rampage, and I mean, it seems like it runs the gamut. I remember running into Terrell Davis and John Elway when I was there one time.
Yeah, you could, there's lots of celebrities. There's all kinds of people from the WWE and all kinds of UFC. So, I mean, you're bound to run into all kinds of people. But the one bit of advice I would give somebody, especially a first-timer going there, is try to map it out a little bit. Try to pick and choose your spots to go because you can get overwhelmed very easily just kind of roaming around. And everybody kind of has that same, you know, that George Romero-style zombie stare up into the air as they're walking, you know, through these things with these, you know, bags full of free stuff and samples from companies. So, you know, pick and choose, and, you know, and it's, you know, you got 3 full days to kind of get through there. So, you know, pick out your hot spots first, and then you can take the second day and kind of kick around looking for free stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say the best day, the optimal day to get free stuff is right around 3 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah,
all of those companies don't want to take back with them all of their stuff. So if you're hanging around on a Sunday late afternoon, show up with an empty bag, it'll be very easy to fill. It's like Halloween at that point in time because the Expo closes somewhere around 4 or 5 o'clock on a Sunday and these guys start just unloading stuff. I don't stick around to the end, but in years past, there was a lot of good free nuggets that have been given away. But with that being said, Bob, let's get to the business. I mean, this has arguably got to be one of those contests that's going to be won or lost by our three-time champion, Dexter Jackson. I mean, this is his show to lose.
Well, it is his show to lose. I mean, there's no question. You got to give Dexter his due. Now, the interesting thing, Sean, is if you're looking at the stats, if you're one of those guys and you're looking at the records and the stats, this isn't Dexter's best show by far. Matter of fact, since 08 when he won the show, Dexter has failed to make the top three in any Arnold he's been in.
There you go.
Now, that's 5 years' worth of Arnolds that he's been in that he hasn't been in the top three.
Right.
So, you know, you got to take that stuff into consideration. Is it the time of the year? Now, don't forget, Dexter competes at the Olympia traditionally, and, of course, now with the Masters Olympia, which he just won as well the last 2 years. His season goes a little bit later than norm. Most guys do the Olympia. There might be a show or two after, then they're done. Obviously, Dexter carries his well into December. So you wonder, Sean, if that takes a toll on his preps or if it's just luck of the draw. Now, he does have a little help, obviously, in that a lot of the superstars aren't in the lineup this year.
Right. Well, I can tell you that Dexter's done, he said, 14, or that this was his 14th Arnold Classic, and he's won three. So the odds are favoring him on paper, but again, he's yet to stand next to Cedric McMillan and vice versa. Cedric's coming off of that first place championship in New York last May, and he hasn't really been tested. He did beat out a Johnny Jackson, and Johnny Jackson is a very consistent bodybuilder. He's no Dexter Jackson. So that's a matchup I'm looking forward to seeing, as well as him, Cedric McMillan, standing next to Tony Freeman and Ed Nunn. All three guys have been compared favorably, but now this is where the rubber meets the road, and Dexter will either find his way into that first place spot or somewhere in between those 6-foot-plus bodybuilders.
Well, you know, we always talk about matchup and comparison, Sean, in any given show and how it can help or hurt a given athlete. And this is going to be interesting because, you know, you just mentioned two names, Tony Freeman and Cedric McMillan, who both tower over 6 feet tall. And, you know, Dexter's going to be sandwiched right in between them. And it does make it for an interesting comparison. Does that help or hurt Dexter? Well, it certainly doesn't help his cause. What Dexter needs is somebody that looks similar to him in size and stature, because then that's when he shines. You can see why Dexter's better. It's very difficult to get a good look at a guy like that when he's standing, you know, it's the proverbial apples and oranges. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. If the big guys can kind of, you know, hold their own and kind of tag team, for lack of better, but it does. People think it doesn't make any difference. It does.
Yeah, and I can tell you, this is not a runaway contest for Dexter. It's probably going to be one of the stronger tests that he's going to have to face because he is expected to win the show. It can make for a recipe for disaster in terms of timing and peaking. On paper, he should win. On pedigree, in genetics, he should win. But you got some good guys in there that are going to make some things interesting for Dexter Jackson. You made a very interesting note that it's been a while since he has actually won this contest, 2008 to be correct. So that's a long time. But on the women's side of things, we do have an interesting matchup In the fitness division, of course, Adela Garcia, who's won this thing numerous times, is sitting on the sidelines. So now it opens the floor to last year's first runner-up at the Olympia, Oksana Grishina, along with Tanji Johnson, Trish Warren, Branch Warren's wife, Kizzy Vaines, Nicole Duncan, Regina Da Silva, I mean, Bethany Cisternino. These are some very good fitness ladies competing on that platform.
Well, yeah, they're the best in the world, and they'll shine throughout that. This is a division I'd like to see stick around. It's had its share of problems over the last few years, as you well know, in participation and getting numbers to come out and support their own division. They don't have a lot of shows this year, Sean, so you're going to see these girls are going to be out fighting tooth and nail because they're looking for an Olympia spot. And I tell you, I've always been a fan of the fitness because it's so energetic and the routines are very crafty, you know, very well put together. And, you know, we talk about changes and, you know, things that may help the division. You know, one of the things I've been thinking about for the last couple of years is we've been seeing this decline in the numbers of fitness competitors is I'm not so sure that we need a physique round in the fitness. I just assume these girls come out, do their routine. Now, they can do a short version and a long version, kind of like what they do in ice skating. But to me, and it's just my opinion on it, but take the physique round out. We've got enough physique divisions that if girls want to be compared physique-wise, they can do that. But I think the element of athleticism that goes into it and all that, again, just my opinion, Sean, but I think it might be time for to take a look at some changes, to, you know, to bolster this division and perk it up a little bit, and I think that might do the trick.
I have been with you on that agreement in about the past 5 years. This is a fitness competition. Let them do
right.
the fitness routines and be done with it. We've got the physique, we've got
right.
the figure, and we have the bikini, so it really does make for a long day. And even if you've got a great physique, a phenomenal physique, and you don't have the fitness element, you lose.
Right.
It should be judged based on the fitness routines. I'm not a judge, never judged in my life with regards to that, but I hope they take a longer, harder look at that. And let's get the, you know, phenomenal fitness routines that we pay money to see and reward those people for their efforts and let them take their, you know, fitness routines to the next level and bring their physiques to the physique round or the figure round or the bikini division. And that's where their physiques can get judged and scored. I'm with you. We have the largest bikini competition in the history of the Arnold Classic. We've got 18 competitors competing in the bikini division from all over the world, and some of them have won the Arnold Amateur. Last year's Arnold Amateur champion, Ashley Kaltwasser, is in this competition, along with the reigning defending Miss Bikini Olympia, Nathalia Mello, Justine Monroe, Nicole Negroni, India Polino, the major distraction for a couple of times this year. A very thick lineup there as far as talent is concerned. And in our figure division, we've got some veterans in Cheryl Brown and Ava Cowan, Heather Dees, Candace John, Candace King, Candace Lewis, Kamala Rodriguez. I mean, the list is long. Jennifer Strobo, Ann Tatone. So that's going to be one to watch on the women's division. No shortage of some phenomenal physiques in that as well, Bob.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're going to have the best of the best out there every year. You know, and Jim Mormon and his team, and along with Jim Mannion, they get literally hundreds of submissions, you know, to compete in the Arnold, of course, and they got to whittle it down and pick and choose. But I think they do a pretty damn good job of picking the best of the best, and that's what this thing's all about. You know, and a lot of those ladies you mentioned, I mean, you know, you've got some outstanding talent in all the divisions that are going to be competing. You know, the women's bodybuilding is still going. You know, it's interesting. I was looking up some stats prior to the show, Sean, and I noticed that in the women's bodybuilding, the last somebody other than Yaxini or Iris has not won that title since the early 2000s. It's been over 10 years since somebody without those names has actually put their title on that list. That's pretty impressive.
Well, that's how it was for the Olympia from 2000 to 2010 with between Ronnie and Jay Cutler. It just seemed like, you know,
right.
they had a stronghold. We threw Dexter Jackson in 2008. But all of that aside, very interesting because the women bodybuilders are the oldest amongst the group of athletes there are. I mean, these women bodybuilders are competing well into their advanced age and looking even better as they age. I did mention earlier on last week's show that this is probably the oldest Arnold Classic lineup for men we have in the form of Tony Freeman, 46, Dexter Jackson, 43, Ed Nunn is 40, 41. I mean, this is a very old lineup. Ronnie Rockles, 40, Johnny Jackson's 40. So it'll be interesting to see how that whole thing plays out, Bob. I'm going to keep you through this final commercial break, get some wrap this thing up with some minor details, including that seminar that you're hosting with Arnold Schwarzenegger Sunday morning at the Host Hotel, the Hilton, along with the reunion of the 25th anniversary Arnold Classic Champions. We're going to take our final commercial break here with one of the voices of professional bodybuilding and the men's IFBB athletes representative, Bob Ciccarillo, after this commercial break.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Come on! Get in! Get in! I still here! It's going in! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levrone Formula Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Oh. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, the weekend is upon us. We are headed back to Columbus, Ohio, where it all started back in 1989 when a little youngster who had already become a three-time first Olympia runner-up and was well on his way to the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame, Richie Gaspari, by way of New Jersey, won the first ever Arnold Classic Championship in front of about 2,500, maybe 3,000 fans with about five or six booths. Well, in 25 years, we've watched that competition grow, and Hall of Fame bodybuilders like Kevin Lavrone, Flex Wheeler, headed to the Hall of Fame, Dexter Jackson, Vince Taylor, a five-time Masters Olympia winner, Nasser El Sembadi, Mike Francois, Dexter Jackson, Kai Green, Branch Warren, all of these guys have went on to go on to great things as a result of becoming the Arnold Classic champion, along with Mike Ashley, and of course I rest happily in retirement and the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame since 2007. The Arnold, for me, Bob, defined my career. Mind you, I mentioned to Kevin, I was coming off a third place in 1990 at the Olympia, which was the highlight of my career in terms of where I thought I was going to wind up ultimately one day with the Sandow Trophy. However, it quickly turned in 1991 when I won the Arnold Classic, the $70,000 prize money, moved out of the apartment into my first home, and my career was set on a path that kept me focused, grounded, and directed by the model that was laid for me by what Arnold Schwarzenegger was doing, not only as a promoter of bodybuilding, a former Mr. Olympia, but as a businessman. I mean, so many of the athletes I've spoken to from their Arnold Classic experiences have walked away from the Arnold Classic experience, whether they were first or not, better bodybuilders with more sharper focus on who they are and what they wanted to become as a result of their involvement with the Arnold Sports Festival.
Well, you're right on all those counts, Sean. It's going to be a great launching pad for somebody. And, you know, that brings me to a question. I always like to throw back at you on these little things we do for these shows. But out of all the names that aren't there, take the superstars out, the Branch Warrens, the Kai Greens. Out of all the new guys that were there, some of them in this very lineup last year, who do you think blew it the most by not going here? I mean, I'm looking at guys like Sean Roden, Lionel Bajecki comes to name, Evan Sinopani, Wolf. I mean, which one of these guys do you think missed the boat and should have gone in?
Well, I mean, listen, let's be real. Sean Roden, I think, was somewhere around 7th or 8th place a year ago in this contest and really wasn't someone that was on the fast track to the superstardom that he is comfortably basking in the glow of now. The guy went on to compete in 7 or 8 shows in 2012. He won about 4, 5, or 6 of those competitions, placed 3rd in his Mr. Olympia. So I think he did what he needed to do in 2012 to now try to improve and close some ground on Kai Green and on Phil Heath, who both are waiting a full year for the Mr. Olympia. Sean Roden, in my opinion, I think should have showed up at this contest because this would have been one that he potentially could have won. He took Dexter Jackson out at the Mr. Olympia show. He's proven he can compete time and time again, and a victory at this show would have put him comfortably on the road to the Mr. Olympia, and he could have rested then. I think it was a mistake that he missed this contest.
What about Evan, Lionel Bajecki? I mean, two other names that kind of jumped
Evan,
out at me.
This would have been a show for Evan. I know he's a bigger bodybuilder. I know he's on the slow track. But you know what? I come from the old school. Rich Gaspari, myself, Flex, we competed in Lee Priest. We did it day in and day out. It wasn't a matter of packing on more size and waiting. Now, Evan, in this economy, he bought a new house, has a kid. They got pretty decent salaries now that can support them without having to compete. I think this was a contest that Evan missed. It could have been a very important one for him, because he could have been one of those top two or three, and that would have bode well for him in terms of being a professional bodybuilder. Look, at the end of the day, we're professional bodybuilders. Some bodybuilders have to compete to stay relevant. I think Evan can buy his time, but now when he resurfaces, the onus is going to be on him to win. Not do good, but to win. This is a contest he could have came in and improved. He was fourth place the last time he was in the show. He certainly could have moved up. Those are two guys I think should have been in this lineup, and if I was their coach or manager, I would have had them in this lineup.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, a couple doors have closed, Sean, but a few more are opening up for guys like Ben Pakulski, fourth last year, could be looking at a top three placing. Fawad Abiad, Mike Kafalianos, I mean, you know, and Cedric McMillan, of course, is, can really put his stamp if he can put it all together with these guys. So, you know, hats off to those who have elected to compete, for those who are probably going to be sitting out in the audience going, man, I should have gone in this show.
Yeah, we are coming to the finish line, Bob. All the questions will be answered starting on Thursday, February the 28th with the amateur competition, going into the women's prejudging and finals on Friday and the men on Saturday, along with the Rockstar Bikini Finals will take place Thursday night following the prejudging of the amateur championships. There's 12 finalists in this competition, Bob, that were voted online that are now going to have to compete for that first place prize. I'm one of the fortunate judges that will be looking for the actual winners.
Of course you are.
So, yeah, look for us. Go to rockstarbikini.com and check out all the information. Betancourt Nutrition's giving out a six-month supplement contract for the winner, along with Rio 2LA Sports Apparel. They're giving out $1,000 in clothing, and Pro Body Solutions is giving out a $500 supplement package for the first runner-up at that show. Hats off to Mike Davies and Bob Lorimer, along with Shonda, for putting this event together. And a special shout out to Muscular Development and RX Fitness RX for Women for sponsoring this event. Bob, I'm going to catch up with you in a couple of short days right there in Columbus, Ohio, where we're going to watch Rich Gaspari receive the Lifetime Achievement Award and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Lorimer do what they do for all of us in the world of bodybuilding. A special thank you to them. Also, Steve Bleckman for bringing it to us here at MuscularDevelopment.com.
Don't forget the Sunday seminar, bro.
And the Sunday seminar with Bob Ciccarillo and Arnold Schwarzenegger, not to mention the reunion of the 25 years of champions with Bob as the host. For Kevin Livrone and Bob Ciccarillo, I'm Sugar Sean Ray. Peace!
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.